This is the Sun Radio Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor. We touch on topics of interest and importance to people here in Central Texas. And this, in the month of May, is Mental Health Awareness Month. And a new exhibit has come to the Bullock Museum in downtown Austin, just north of the Texas Capitol, just across the street from the southern end of the University of Texas at Austin. The exhibit is called Mental Health, Mind Matters. It comes from the Science Museum of Minnesota, but originally the exhibit started in Finland and will be at the Bullock Museum until the end of July. And we stopped by for a visit while the exhibit was being set up recently and started with a conversation with the director of the museum.
Margaret Cook is the director of the Bob Bullock Museum. Margaret, this seems like a kind of a different exhibit for the Bob Bullock.
Well, we haven't done one on mental illness before, that's true. This exhibition, Mind Matters, comes to us from the Science Museum of Minnesota and Eureka, the Finnish Museum or Science Center in Finland. And we felt it was a good fit for us. We actually booked it before the pandemic started, because when you look at statistics in Texas, there are over 3.3 million people in the state alone who suffer from some sort of mental illness. And we felt we could use our educational platform to provide a safe space in which visitors and families and caregivers could actually have an open conversation, both about the history of mental illness and treatment and where we are today. And because you can't really solve a problem unless you can talk about it openly. And we want to be able to help people get rid of the stigma, mm-hmm. and have them see that this is all part of our overall mental health and wellness.
How did you find out about this exhibit from Minnesota?
Well, we have connections across the world just because of our wonderful museum partners and collaborators. And when we learned that it was traveling, that it had left Europe, and the Science Museum of Minnesota had partnered with them, we know from history they do wonderful exhibits. They're informative, they're accurate, and they're engaging. One of the things about this exhibition is that there are a number of media pieces, a number of interactives that you can get a sense of what people go through. And so it builds empathy and understanding, as well as providing that history that we need in order to understand how we got to where we are right now.
One impression I got just looking around a little bit is that somebody who is suffering from mental illness might be a little overwhelmed at the experience here. Have you thought? I'm sure people have discussed that quite a bit.
Yes, exactly. And what the exhibit also does is it provides places throughout where people can get information about resources that might be available to them. And even on our website, we put up a notice that basically says guardians, parents, people that are visiting should use their own discretion about right. which areas to visit. And you'll even see in some of the signage where we actually say this might be an area that is difficult for someone to see, and you can make the choice about encountering it or not.
We're talking with Margaret Cook, who is the director of the Bob Bullock Museum. Now, how long will this exhibit be here?
So this exhibit is up through the summer months, mm-hmm. and you can check for updates on our website as we move forward. We also, this summer, will open up an exhibition called The Fourth Grade Project, which actually looks at children who were in fourth grade around the world, and the artist photographer who did that exhibit asked them three basic questions about their lives. And so that exhibition and Mind Matters work together in opening up those conversations about our well-being as a community.
So the Bob Bullock Museum has a permanent History of Texas museum. That's the main part of the museum, correct?
We have three floors of exhibitions in the museum, and our what we call our core galleries, which actually have artifacts changing every week in them, cover Texas history from 16,000 years ago all the way up to the present day. And then we also have other special exhibitions places, areas in the museum, like where Mind Matters is, where we're bringing in changing exhibits that delve a little bit deeper into particular topics. Sometimes we bring in traveling exhibitions that are really well done by collaborators around the country, and sometimes we create our own exhibitions for that space.
Let me get back to Mind Matters here. Who do you think this exhibit best serves?
I think when we first decided to take the exhibition, we couldn't have predicted the pandemic and the effects that we would all experience as it dragged on over time. I think right now people are looking for ways in which they can process where they've been. They're also looking at ways to get out and have fun and engagement and that sort of thing. The thing is, when you may have been suffering through depression or grief or isolation or a more debilitating mental illness, when you move to ignore that in your life, you also close yourself out to experiencing that joy and that love and that fun that you want to have. So I think this is an exhibition that we hope will help people answer some questions that they might have and also understand that what they're feeling, other people might be feeling. They're not alone. And that's a critical piece of understanding how to get on the road to wellness if you're suffering from a mental illness.
You have parts of this exhibit that really bring that to light. There's things about fear. There's things about hearing voices, which could be a trigger for some people, so they have to be aware of that and hopefully have somebody with you. But all these different fears and how you see yourself, but then there's a whole section on how to get help. And I think the very last part is about dancing.
Yes, exactly. There's a worry shredder, for example. You can write down your worry and you can put it in the worry shredder. There's an opportunity to feel good about yourself and rejoice and work through what you might be facing. And then again, there are those places that are really well informed. They've been working in this field for ages, like the National Association for Mental Illness, that provide resources, and we try to connect you with those as well.
Somebody might come here and see this and see something that they weren't aware of in themselves and say, that's exactly how I feel.
Exactly. Right when you walk into the exhibition, there's the entry wall, and there are videos in there of people that look like us who are saying, I love someone with mental illness. I have a mental illness. And we want to get away from words such as normal or abnormal, because there are so many people across the United States and so many people in Texas of all ages who are dealing with this on a daily basis. The more we can understand what they're going through, the more empathetic and the more help we can provide to them.
I'm Don, and I have a mental illness.
I'm Rebecca, and I have a mental illness.
I'm Marie, and I have mental illnesses.
My mental health diagnosis is a part of who I am, but it's not who I am.
I'm Mandy, and I have a mental illness.
It's okay to talk about mental illness.
You might not have a mental illness, but you definitely know someone who does.
Someone you know has a mental illness.
I have mental illness, but mental illness doesn't have me.
It's important to talk about mental illness.
I love someone who has a mental illness. I'm Olga, and I have dissociative identity disorder.
I'm John, and I live with depression.
It's okay to have a mental illness.
Mental illness is treatable.
Mental illnesses are like other illnesses, treatable medical conditions.
My mental illness doesn't define me.
It is okay to ask for help.
It's okay.
Mental Health, Mind Matters, through the end of July at the Bob Bullock Museum in downtown Austin. Steve Anderson leads the team from the Science Museum of Minnesota that takes this exhibit around the country and sets it up. The exhibit was first seen in Finland.
Yes, it was built by a museum in Finland called the Heureka Center, and they developed it there and toured it around Europe for a few years, and then Science Museum of Minnesota partnered with them and purchased it. It's been on tour in America for 4 years, I think.
Really?
I want to say.
Yeah.
You've left your museum to take this exhibit around the country.
Yes. Yeah, we have several exhibits that we travel, and I'm the traveling exhibits manager, so we send out crews to help set them up and travel all of them around the country.
So when you first talk to somebody like Margaret here at the Bob Bullock Museum to talk about this exhibit, what's your pitch?
I'm not really the pitch guy.
Okay.
I'm the guy that actually does the setup and I do all the logistics and things like that. But for the most part, this particular exhibit has been sort of self-selling. It's kind of a hot topic, mental health issues right now. So it's been a pretty easy sell. You know, we start telling them sort of what all of the components are doing and how it's supposed intended to help people and sort of get the topic out into the public square. Make the topic okay is sort of the one of the key elements at the start of it is make it okay. You know, it's, you know, it make it okay to discuss it with your family or friends, or, you know, give people the opportunities to get it out and not just hold it in with inside of themselves.
The room is dark to focus the attention, I guess, on each of the different aspects of it. And what are all the aspects of the exhibit? Some of them. There's a lot.
Sure. It kind of starts out going through the history of how mental issues were dealt with throughout historical periods, you know, and how it's sort of developed into a more modern day open discussion. And then it does go through some specifics. There's an exhibit with being afraid of in the forest where it shows you how you don't, you know, the things that you're afraid of aren't necessarily things you need to be afraid of.
Right.
We have self-image mirror. You can adjust the mirror to make it look like what you think you look like, and then you hit the finish button and it shows you what you actually look like. So you can tell if your self-image matches up to what reality is.
Interesting. What are the challenges, since you are dealing with mental illness, and I'm sure you have to be very aware of maybe there's something that might trigger somebody's mental illness here. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, we actually have one exhibit in the gallery that has a warning sign that if you do have depression issues that you may not want to go in there. It's a hearing voices in your head exhibit, and it has, if you do have symptoms in along that line, that you're very careful going in there. We do also have a resource center that we point people to that gives them guidance how to find local resources. Mm-hmm. It changes for each city, so they can kind of have an idea of if they're feeling that like they might have issues, that they can they can contact and reach out to those people.
One of the challenges in an exhibit like this, because there is so much audio visual in it, is to control the sound so that the person standing in one spot can hear it, but the person 10 feet away can't.
Yeah, that's a difficult task with this exhibit, and that actually we actually have a component that deals with that. With these, it has little megaphones on the ears, you know, hearing things that are far away and not necessarily paying attention to things that are close to you. We do have a lot of AV sort of technical things where we can't adjust the volume,
right.
So we find that when you get a lot of people in the room, that it's harder to hear because the sound of the people themselves sort of absorb the sound. So it is adjustable. Some of them are remote control adjustable. It is possible to take out all of the sound because sometimes people will do hypersensitivity days where you have people that come in who any sound can bother. So we are able to just completely eliminate the sound if we need to.
What are the other big challenges for you to put on an exhibit like this?
There's a lot of different challenges. The biggest challenges for us is just getting all of the people and equipment in the right place to get the setup. You know, we work with the local museums and they have their own ideas, and we sort of go through what is important to them and what we think is important to our exhibit and kind of come to an agreement of how everything is going to want to look. And yeah, basic requirements like, you know, electrical drops, we need to have power for some of them. Yeah. We need to have, you know, certain door sizes to get some of them in. So a lot of those logistical issues are things that we research a year in advance before we head this way to see if there's something. Usually there's some way to get around that hurdle, but, you know, if we can find a way to accomplish it before we show up with the exhibit to install.
Well, thank you, Steve, and thank you for bringing this to Austin.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad it's here. I think this is a beautiful museum, and it's a great room, and hopefully it works out very well.
Steve Anderson from the Science Museum of Minnesota, who, with his team, has brought this exhibit, Mental Health, Mind Matters, to the Bob Bullock Museum. Thank you to Steve and to Museum Director Margaret Cook for their time. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find out more about Mental Health, Mind Matters, it runs through the end of July at the Bob Bullock Museum. And you can find out more at thestoryoftexas.com. Your comments about today's program and suggestions for topics you'd like to hear addressed on future programs are always welcome at studio@sunradio.com. I'm Kevin Connor. Thank you for listening to the Sun Radio Regional Report.